This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Taliban fighters on Thursday captured another city, the 10th provisional capital they have seized in a week in Afghanistan, as U.S. intelligence says the capital, Kabul, could fall to insurgents within 90 days. The speed of Taliban advance has sparked widespread criticism over U.S. President Joe Biden's decision to withdraw American troops and leave the Afghan government to fight alone. With the last of the U.S.-led international forces set to leave by the end of this month, the Taliban has taken control of about two-thirds of Afghanistan, having mounted an offensive on multiple fronts. Government forces are finding rural districts too hard to defend. Many have withdrawn to protect Kabul and other cities, prompting thousands of families to flee the provinces in hope of finding safety there. The New South Wales state government said on Thursday extra Australian military personnel may be called in to ensure compliance with lockdown rules in Sydney as the highly infectious Delta coronavirus variant spreads into regional areas. The move comes as Australia's capital city, Canberra, southwest of Sydney, announced a snap one-week lockdown starting Thursday evening after reporting its first locally acquired case of COVID-19 in more than a year. Authorities later confirmed an additional three cases, all close contacts of the first case. Australia is battling to get on top of the fast-moving Delta strain that has plunged its two largest cities, Sydney and Melbourne, into hard lockdowns. Some 580 unarmed army personnel are already helping police inform home quarantine orders on affected households in the worst affected suburbs of Sydney, Australia's most populous city. But despite 7 weeks of lockdown, daily infections continue to hover near record highs. This is VOA.